Let's go ahead and get podcast audio going. It is morning wine cellar, 3:54 a.m. And I got to be heading out at about 5 a.m. to get down to the factory and do factory things. All right. Let's take a look here. All right, only one story. Real quick, this will actually be the sort of brief, quick, and fast morning wine cellar that I planned on doing when I started these. And so this is coming off of Atlanta News Now. All right, AJC. Ooh. AJC.com. I'm pretty sure I've seen this website before. Move that for the brothers with glaucoma here. All right, so it's saying that Georgia OK's providing menstrual products for low-income girls and women. Now, in a first, and this is up by Meyer T. Prabhu. I don't know if the H is supposed to be enunciated. In a Prabhu, Maya T. Prabhu. But in a first, Georgia lawmakers, they set aside money in next year's $27.5 billion state budget to provide free menstrual pads and tampons, to low-income women and girls. All right. But now let's see how much. So these lawmakers, they allocated $1.5 million in the 2020 budget. I don't really know how that works out. I don't know if that's adequate. I don't know the quality of the products that the individuals will be receiving. And I don't know. I think I'd rather, like, as you move through the year 2020, I'd rather hear what the recipients of these products have to say, like reviews on the products. Like, hey, this one's painful, this one's inadequate, these don't pick up enough fluid, and I rock a heavy flow, right? Like, I want to hear what the people say about the products they provide. Like, are they going to give them, like, high quality? Are you going to get choice? You know, is this enough money to cover everybody? A low income? Let's see if they even define low income in here. All right, so and so that the 2020 budget begins July 1st because Europeans respect their own calendars. That will go to schools and community centers in low income areas across the state. So I guess that would hit the next school year, but school year that would start in 2019. The House Speaker House Speaker Pro Tem. I don't even know. I don't know that political position, but they go by the name of Jan Jones, and they negotiated the budget, negotiated with budget writers to include the money in the spending plan after she moved earlier this year to sideline a proposal to lift the state's the state's 4% tax on menstrual products, like quite literally a tax on cis womanhood as we understand it. Jan Jones is a Milton Republican, said that allocating $1 million to the Georgia Department of Education more directly addresses the need of young girls missing school because their family doesn't have the money to purchase menstrual pads or tampons. Yeah, that is like a financial segregation issue. State Representative Kim Schofield, a Democrat of Atlanta, said she and the other Democrats sought to remove the state's sales tax on menstrual products to ease the burden of taxing women who struggle to afford basic necessities. This is a quote from Schofield. Schofield said, quote, "I am elated that recognition is going to be given to the kids that need it most. This is a gap that the state has graciously decided to fill in 2019. The state has existed for a while." A spokeswoman, no one likes to just say spokesperson, spokeswoman with the Georgia Department of Education said they are working to create a grant program to determine the best way to distribute the money during the next school year. An additional $500,000 will go to the state's county health departments to provide menstrual products to low-income women. Officials at the Department of Public Health... excuse my yawning. It is the morning wine cellar. 3:59 a.m. right now. And the officials at the Department of Public Health also were working on establishing guidelines for the money to be distributed. While the $1.5 million allocated for menstrual products is one-time money and not guaranteed to be included in future state budgets, both Jones and Schofield said they are hopeful it will become a recurring expenditure. For the past two legislative sessions, Georgia Democratic lawmakers have attempted to remove the tax on the what they call period products, but efforts have gone nowhere. All right. And to close this out, one more quote from Schofield. Schofield does say this is a first step, and here's the quote. "Yes, let's address this basic issue for students so they can have what they need so it doesn't disrupt learning. But for adults, we need to take the tax off, just plain and simple." Well, Schofield, I can dig it. Maybe we can get Schofield on the program. Is this a big enough program to get Schofield on? I don't know. Probably fucking not. All right. Facebook Live. I'll see you, fuckos. Oop, finish. All right. And YouTube. What is your deal? Do a little clicky-do there. All right. Be safe, niggas. And podcast audio. You know. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.